A stormy session of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly begins for the first time in Srinagar after the October 1st militant attack last year. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah said that the security forces had killed 5 civilians, claiming that they were militants linked to the Chhatti Singhpura massacre 2 years ago.
It has thus been clearly established that the deceased were not foreign terrorists, as claimed by the forces who led the operation, but they were innocent civilians for which the people agitated. In view of the gravity of the offence made out, as well as the attempt made by certain officials to destroy the evidence and to ensure fair investigations, I have recommended that the investigation of the case be taken up by the Central Bureau of Investigation, who will be requested to expedite the investigation to bring the accused to the trial court.
Abdullah was speaking at the first session of the Jammu and Kashmir State Assembly in Srinagar after October 1st attack last year. An angry Abdullah also refuted the opposition charges that Jammu was being ignored by the state government.
I am not the one who is fighting for this division. But this is a tragedy at the time of election. The only thing that they could beat us with is that Jammu has been ignored. And Jammu has never been ignored. If they can prove to me that in my government that we have done anything against the interest of Jammu.
37 Sikhs were killed in Chhatti Singhpura on March 20, 2000, on the eve of the then-US President Bill Clinton's visit to India. 4 days later, the police said that they had killed 5 men involved in the killings and identified them as foreign militants belonging to the Lashkar-e-Taiba. The local residents since then insisted that the men were innocent civilians and went missing after being arrested by the army. Ashima Sharda, ANI.